Imagine going to sleep every night while artillery, Russian shells, rain down. It's a reality many elderly residents in Ukrainian cities along the front lines lived for months. There is fear and loneliness trapped in apartments, cities they couldn't leave. In the eastern city of Slovyansk, there were worries winter would come without heat. But instead, things have gotten better there. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny revisited the city and some of the elderly residents who stayed.
Victor Lada ushers us into the apartment he shares with his wife, Lubov. They fuss over us. Help them with their coats, Lubov instructs her husband, who she calls Grandpa. Lubov has bangs and long hair. She's wearing yellow and pink slippers.
Do you know how old we are?
Tell us.
I am 92.
Victor's in a collared shirt and sweater. They dressed up for our visit.
He's 1 year younger. He is 91.
They've been together for more than 70 years.
What a lovely home.
It's not our flat, Lubov says. Our flat was destroyed. Lubov had just gone to bed when the apartment they'd lived in for 63 years was hit by Russian artillery. The building's exterior wall crashed and fell into their apartment. Lubov was covered in ash and dust, surrounded by debris. She remembers calling out for Victor. His arm was hurt and cut. She says she remembers seeing his blood on the wall. So many of their beautiful things destroyed. She's still grieving, Victor says. But they survived. Their survival, their resilience. It's a metaphor for this city, says Svetlana Domorodska. She's a social worker who's worked with the couple for years, bringing them meals, helping around the house. In the fall, Ukrainian forces pushed the Russian front line further back from this city. Now, the shelling is far less frequent. City services have resumed. There's more consistent water, power, and heat. Since the summer, the city's population has doubled. About 50,000 people live here now, about half of what it was before the war. Svetlana still remembers rushing to the Lada's apartment when it was hit. It was terrifying, she says. She stayed with them for hours, cleaning the apartment, and then later helped them move into an apartment their grandson bought for them a few blocks away. They filled the new place with things they could salvage, a lace tablecloth, porcelain dolls, a lamp with bright flowers, and the couch they cleaned and cleaned and cleaned to make it white again. There's still a hole in the back, left over from a piece of shrapnel. Perhaps it was love, Lubov suggests, that helped them survive those long months.
Can you remember what made you fall in love?
He was so attentive, Lubov says. She was very neat and had a good figure, Victor says. They were teenagers when they met. When I asked them the secret to living so long, hobbies. Lubov cared for her plants. Victor loves photography. He takes out his digital camera and snaps a photo of us. As we're chatting, the power goes out. Things have improved here. But we're still in Ukraine, Victor says. We're still at war. But that doesn't halt the hospitality. Victor and Lubov are both extremely agile in their 90s, and they bustle around the kitchen, lighting the gas stove with a match, boiling bottled water for coffee. They offer us puff pastries. We sit and talk some more about how life is better now. Their house is warm. They have family nearby. The supermarkets are full. But the effects of the attack still linger. Sometimes we cry and feel sad, Lubov says. Victor lost his dentures in the blast, and Lubov still has a frog-like sound in her ears. But this is not a story about sorrow, says Victor.
We
survived. We're still here. It's a story about happiness. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Slovyansk, Ukraine.